Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing on Saturday, June 1st, 2013. This is Kathy. On Saturday's program, we are bi-located out of time to the Creation Lightship for healing by the light being doctors in specialized healing areas. You may request one of these healing areas on the fast chat. The healings will only occur live during this broadcast on June 1st because we must be escorted by Ron Amatron, our ambassador to the Creation Lightship. Now let's get the program started. Here is our host, Ron Amatron.
Hey everybody. So let's energize the light being on your monitor screen. So scroll down. If you're on the website, you can go there, creationlightship.com, and also scroll down and bring up the light beam. If you're on an archive, you can bring it up too, and we'll energize it. So here we go. And boy, the year is half over. So, boy, one, almost half over. So, I guess it is half over, isn't it? So, six and six is 12. So, anyway, I don't think this would be like the 1st of December, but that would be. It would be the 1st of December, so we actually the year's over at the 15th of June, I think. But anyway, here we go. So, energizing light beam. So, one, two, could be wrong, but one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And what we're going to do is also do an emotional clearing for people here. So if you had any traumas related in your life or a situation happening or that's happened, it could be ongoing right now. Maybe you're sitting there biting your nails for some reason or upset somewhat. So just think of that situation, whatever it might be, and we'll see if we can get you back into peace energy. So we're going to do an emotional clearing. Here we go. One, think of that situation. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, and we're going to be starting the intensive this month again for June, starting on the 15th. That'll be the 4-hour call. Then we go the 16th and 23rd and 30th. That'll be happening. We'll be sending out emails probably next week sometime here. And let's bring in some peace energy for everybody, then we'll turn it back over to Kathy. So here we go, peace energy coming our way, in case that wasn't enough for you, for the emotional clearing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll have the birthday party today on the light ship, since we're in first part of June. So anybody who's had have a birthday in June will have a wonderful event on the light ship, having some cake and dessert and different things like that. So, Kathy, turn it back over to you again.
Thanks, Ron. Can really use that peace energy. Thank you. And if anyone is having a birthday this month, maybe you could type that into the fast chat so we can see it's you and celebrate with you up on the light ship. And if you've been there before during birthday time, Ron describes some of the cakes and the food there, and it seems like it's absolutely the best from what people say who've actually tasted and seen it. So they're tiny cakes, tiny desserts, but they're very filling and delicious for such tiny things. And so I am watching the fast chat for people's requests for the different healing areas, and you can also request the healing of the light beings privately for healing while we're on the light ship. Just letting you know now so you can start thinking about it. You can even write it down on paper and or put a sticky note on an area of your body that you'd like them to look at. This program is about healing, and this is a very special opportunity on Saturday night to go with Ron to the Creation Lightship, a place of intense healings, much, much more than he can tell us or show us, but because we're out of time. And so it's a very beneficial experience, and many people report seeing everything and feeling a lot. So the healings do work, and they are real. I also have CLS questions, our email address, our usual email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com, if you'd like to post in a question there for Ron to address tonight. And I'll do my best to keep up with everyone's requests and questions. So, Ron, we do have some questions that were kind of carried over from previous shows, and I just want to maybe instead of reading each question individually, just kind of give you a summary, Ron. They're about cloning. Several people wrote about recommendations, your advice for healings for clones, for being decloned, and about the potential of being a cloned out as a permanent clone. So could you please give us an update about the healings that a Creation Lightship offers?
Yeah, one, probably the most beneficial one is the one which is the special clearing that we put up. It's a free clearing. In fact, we'll offer it again now for people for 1 month. And it's the clone light infusion. So you could just send an email to CLS questions and just put that in the subject box, I guess. Clone, maybe LT, or clone LI. That would be easier probably to indicate that rather than typing out all the words there. But what we'll do is give you the information to get into that particular clearing. And what that does, it puts light into the clone, into the body of the clone, and also into the spirit. So it allows people that you even may know that are behaving strangely or they're different than what they used to be. And that could even be yourself at times, as you may feel yourself maybe not being here and something is in your place. That clearing would be a wonderful way to help yourself out and other people. Initially, I put it up for typically other people as the clones are being brought in here. And maybe you're connected to somebody, a boss or, a person really close to you in your life. It could be a son or daughter or your neighbor, and all of a sudden they look different, have a different mannerism or don't remember things. And you go, I'm next door to this person or they're living with me, and I need to get some help to them. So that's why we put the clearing up. And then some people have actually done it on themselves, saying they felt much, much better. So we can offer that to everybody listening tonight, too. So I'll do a sample of that. Look in the mirror right now and check out your eyes and see if your eyes are looking a little different after we get done. Just kind of check them out, get a mirror. And we'll do that clone light infusion for you. And I'll turn it over to Kathy as you get a mirror to check out yourself. So back to you, Kathy. We'll do that maybe in about 2 minutes.
For anyone just tuning in, since it's a little after 7, Ron did announce the intensives will begin on Saturday, June 15th, and then will continue on the following 3 Sundays, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th of June. And there are announcements about it being posted in the fast chat as well if you missed any kind of verbal announcement, just in case we don't get a chance to repeat it. So, Ron, there are some questions coming into the clsquestions@yahoo.com, but I'll turn it back over to you for the clone light infusion healing.
Okay, so check out your eyes, everybody. See how you look. And here we go. See if you change or not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Check your eyes out and just see if you're looking a little different. You look better, actually. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I'd like to look at my eyes right now, but instead I'm looking at the fast chat and the questions, but I'll look later. I just want to report, Ron, that the last time you offered the free clone light infusion healing, you got quite a few responses back of appreciation, and I have one in front of me here that someone reminded me of, so I'll just read it quickly. Regarding the clone light infusion, thank you so much, Ron. I individually ran clearings on myself and several of my workplace coworkers. Within a short time, my work structure completely changed and new working dynamics are respectful and peaceful. That's remarkable. So also, this person got their work unit changed to another division and a different director and manager, which they liked. And also the physical locations were rearranged. So this was some nice changes after probably quite a lot of stagnation and unrest. And so this person seems, she says, I've moved to a calm, quiet area with a respectful neighbor across the aisle. New working dynamics are respectful and peaceful. So amazing. Thank you. So that's quite a nice testimony, and that just goes to show that these clearings can work. You have to work them. You have to think about how you want them to work, who you want them to work on. And as Ron has stated repeatedly, people's spirits will always accept the light. So it's a good thing to do this for others, and they need not have to know. Correct, Ron?
Yep, that's correct. So the spirit always will help out the body, because the body is what it's in. That's your sacred temple, and the spirit is in your sacred temple to help you out. And doesn't matter how much percentage you are in your body with your spirit, it'll still do the best that it can do to help you. So back to you, Kathy.
Great. So I'll repeat that again. Ron has offered the clone light infusion clearing. If you request it at clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I do also want to mention again that, or I don't think I did mention actually, that callers are welcome tonight as long as you call before we go to the light chip or after we come back, so we don't interrupt the sacred time and in the light chip. Okay, another question, Ron. A couple people have asked about the Nano Detox clearing, the global 2012 Nano Detox clearing that was featured last year, a year ago, at this time, and was the subject of quite a few BBS programs for a few months as people learned to use it and reported their use of it. And so some people are saying that they did use it thoroughly last year. They ran it heavily. They ran it completely. And they wondered if it was still in effect, because it's a year from now, a year from then. So it's still in effect a year later.
I would still run it, because there's still stuff that's being activated. So definitely you still want to run that. So you may just do it off and on, see if you feel better. But there are stuff in the atmosphere that's affecting everybody here. So, yes, definitely keep running that clearing.
Okay, thank you. And that clearing, if you do a search in the search box under creationlightchip.com, Ron's website, just type in the word global and then hit go, and that will take you to the Global Nano Detox clearing, and it will also explain what it's about. And so Ron does recommend keeping it going. So those of us who did it remember that it was quite a long, involved clearing, and there was some physical reactions. So I should say that, Ron, we should kind of say that, you know, just to give the newcomers who might want to sample this just a little bit of advice, that you could react to it physically, but that is part of the healing. That is part of the clearing out. Would you like to address that, Ron?
Yeah, everybody is different. People wonder what to do on a clearing and how they're going to feel. You may not feel much of anything, but then you may feel a lot. So it's hard to say. But remember, you're getting stuff taken away from you. Then you're getting peace energy, or you could say wellness, put back into the place that this energy was. So typically you're having a gigantic detox with that, and it could be physical and energetic. So it's hard to say how you're going to feel, but just kind of take it easy to find out. And if you've already done it a few times, and more than likely, you won't need too much of it. But if you're a brand new listener, then by all means, get on that to help out your body. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that advice. Okay, so here's some more questions coming in to the CLS questions email address. Ron, this is regarding the new Earth transfer. That is the clearing we're using to store our online healings in the vault, so to speak. Ron says it's like storing it in the vault. You get to keep what you've logged on there in the new Earth transfer healing that or place, location that he set up. So we could continue to be attached to the new online clearings we do. So anyway, the question here is, does putting clearings into the new Earth transfer help prevent abductions and cloning? So I think we need a little bit of update.
Yeah, it will not prevent that or maybe even help it. It's just saving the parts of you energetically that be doing the ascension. So each time you do a clearing, a part of you comes back, and that part of you then is recorded or saved in a sense, so that if the dark side did attempt to abduct you at ascension time, remember this is only for ascension, then you will automatically have that part or pieces of you collected continuously each time you do a clearing. So that's the way it works. So it's just to have the light find you. That's what it's for. But it's not going to help anything right now with you as you're living life, because the light doesn't really interfere with you because of the premise of free will, free choice. When you have free will, free choice, the light can never interfere with what's going on with you. But the clearings can help you to get more of your spirit. So the whole thing is becoming more spirit-based to have more energy with you. But the transfer clearing is just is only going to work at ascension time. Remember, that's what happened with Jesus. The people had no way to get collected, and so most of the people back then were abducted instantly, just like everybody else is here on timeline. So now, when ascension time does happen, it'll be no different than what life is now as you're looking at it and living on a planet taken over by darkness. So you have to realize that, you know, let's just say that ascension was 5 minutes ago. You wouldn't even know that because you're automatically put on other timelines and it's all recreated instantly. You would not even know that it happened. That's the reason why we put that clearing up, that the parts of you that was collected and saved, we'll say, would be brought back to the light, so the light would find you. So that's the way the light only works, and it just only knows when you're here by how much spirit energy you have. If they steal your spirit and they steal your body, which has spirit energy in it, then they won't ever find you if you're in the dark side universes. So this is kind of old news, but to some people it might be new again. Or brand new, but this is the way it works. The light only recognizes light. It doesn't necessarily, you know, go into darkness, although it can, but it still doesn't know darkness. So basically, it's only knows light and looks for light at ascension time. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so more about the New Earth transfer. This person brings up a good opportunity to remind everyone to do it. Keep logging in your online clearings. I know I have to remind myself. I get so busy doing the clearings that it's just need to remind myself. So now this person is giving us a chance to just kind of go over the basics of it. Also asking, this person is asking, do the amount of times that they're doing the clearings need to be put on the new Earth transfer? And no, because there's no where to put the times. If you go to the New Earth Transfer Clearing, which you can either purchase for a penny or you can watch the end of the fast chat our moderator has been really great about posting the login information and the username and the password right after the show. So you just take those, log them into the login key, then save it on your whatever internet service you use, and then you can just continue to use it as many times as you do an online clearing. And there's no place to put a timer. You just put the name of the clearing, hit send or go, whatever, and then it's done. It only takes like less than a minute. I think it takes a minute to upload it through to the new or transfer, and then it's done. And you can log in some more. So that's all. It's really very simple, and we appreciate that, Ron. It's nice to have one simple, easy-to-do clearing that we have to do all the time. Okay, so that's it for the New Earth Transfer. Please watch the moderator post for the information that you need on that subject. Another question, Ron. I just started the magnetic and twisted body clearing. Is it a good idea to do more than the default timer allows? I usually do.
Yeah, you can do as much as you like. Normally, the default timer should be adequate. But if you want to do it over again, you can. Typically, it is possible, okay, as you go through the whole clearing and finish it, it could be possible that if you did it one more time, it might pick up a little more stuff, okay? But typically, one time through should be very, very adequate. And what it does, it allows you, if you've ever had any other clearings, if you haven't had a clearing, it will probably not really even work unless you had a clearing, because it has to have the energy from the clearing along with what you cleared so that the body can be back into alignment. So it's just taking the light that's in that particular body and moving the body in the proper orientation inside of you so your spirit can connect to it. Oh, if you never had a clearing and you tried it, I really don't think it's going to do any good because you don't have any spirit energy for that clearing to work. And what it does, it allows you to take all the clearings that you have had in the past, and it realigns the body so that your spirit can connect to it to give you a more complete healing. That's why I put that online, because it was very much needed. When we discovered that the bodies were not completely in spiritual alignment with your spirit, and that was pretty disconcerting for me, because each time we do and check out new clearings, we realize how tricky the darkness is and how they have really messed people up here. So that's why, number one, there's probably so many clearings, only because of people's emotional status. Most of the clearings are emotionally based, and some people have more issues with one thing over another. But, you don't need all the clearings, by far. But just know that that one clearing will allow the clearings that you have done in the past to act to your spirit more fully than the spirit infusion will. And the spirit infusion will bring your spirit into the body. But if the body energy system is still corrupted because it's facing the wrong direction or turned upside down or something, that won't be known until that clearing is completed. I think it's on the body rejuvenation clearing too. If you wanted to get that, get a lot more clearings with that as just doing the spirit infusion one. Anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, the magnetic and twisted body alignment is on the Body Jumpstart as well. And, Ron, the Body Jumpstart is a package. Some people have noticed that it says that the body rejuvenation and the Jumpstart packages ends in March 2012 on the website. And so Ron has discussed this already on another program, but just because it says that, it's still in effect. That's just an outdated bit of information from when it was first put up last year. However, not to be concerned that the Body Jumpstart is still effective, no matter what the copy says. no matter what the printing says. And it does have that magnetic twisted body alignment program. And so another question about that, Ron, is that a person has been using the psychic billboard to request that the energetic bodies be properly positioned and aligned on the psychic billboard, and is asking if that was a good thing to do. Would that work?
I imagine you could probably do that. I'm sure that it would work, yes, okay. Whether it's needed that much, I don't know, but everything helps. Like I've mentioned in the past before, is that some people will go into a clearing, especially the really long ones, like the self-empowerment one, or there's issues, even on the alien attack page, you know, and people just kind of look at something and don't really understand it. You know, I never heard of this alien race before, and then all of a sudden, they do a clearing for a given race or something like that, and they go, wow, that really helped me. And so, you know, that's why it's so good to just kind of follow through with whatever's listed there to continue on with your clearing and just do whatever's listed there, and you may find some more relief. Oddly enough, when I was doing clearings, and you can still do them, but when I brought out the clearing for the Galactic Federation, Ashtar Command, Great White Brotherhood, people were like, wow, I got all this negative energy off me. That's how I'll do it right now for everybody. If you're listening and you sort of have, maybe you got involved with the Galactic Federation somehow, somewhere, or maybe, you know, you saw websites that talk about it a lot, and you got hooked up energetically, not knowing that it could harm you. So here we go. So we'll do one before we go to the light ship here. We'll do one for the Galactic Federation. And remember, this is, and you could put the word light at the end of it. You know, they changed it ever since I was talking about Galactic Federation on a lot of the BBS programs. All of a sudden, they put in Galactic Federation of Light. Well, yeah, that's the light of the darkness. And you have to remember that anything out there that has mind energy with it would be of darkness, and anything that channels or brings things here that would have the energy of judgment is also darkness. So like, you have to look at it like we are, you know, we're below, but we can use the term as above, so below. And remember, the light does not come into darkness. So once you start realizing that and understanding that premise, the light cannot judge. So as you start hearing people do channeling and telling you how wonderful you are and all the aliens are going to be coming here to save you, especially in the future, they didn't come yesterday, or if they did, they did something that was awful here, you start realizing that you're being duped. But you're being hooked up because you're listening to all this stuff. So the whole thing is, you know, that's why Jesus said, you know, to go within. And here we go. Let the Galactic Federation kill Jesus. That's the bottom line there. One of the alien groups associated, you know, brought back things, did that, and probably put them out on timelines, and that was it. But I won't go into that too much. So here's a Galactic Federation clearing, and here we go. To see how you're feeling right now, and then sample yourself. I'll take away the energy that you're probably hooked up to, but if you're a UFO, you know, investigator or something like that, you may also feel some wonderful relief. And if you've seen ships, whether they're UFOs or they're IFOs, you know, identified flying objects or unidentified, depends where they were handcrafted, we'll say, or made, we'll just see what happens here. So here we go. We'll do this clearing for the GF energy. So one, two, taking it off you. These are energetic cordings. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So heavy. One, two, three. Oh boy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. Now we'll do one for Ashtar Command. And that's out there, too. And here we go. Sit back, relax, and just see if you feel different afterwards. Now, this is taking away the cording energies. Remember, in true light, there's no such thing as cordings. It doesn't exist, we'll say. And here in the land of the light of the darkness, there is tons of cording, so they can connect with you energetically and remote control you through programs. So here we go, Ashtar Command. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do the Great White Brotherhood. Here we go. 1, 2, releasing the energy that's connected to you from them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're feeling. Check out your eyes. Maybe they're much brighter now. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, wow. That was heavy, like you said. I felt them too. And if anyone else felt a flush or some sort of physical sensation, maybe a tingle or a little bit of heat in the neck somewhere, in the face, that's a normal part of a healing that we needed, where our spirit is filling, taking the place of where there was darkness. Wow, that affected me. Oh, so I'm reading the fast chat, Ron. I just got a couple of nice comments here. One from Marcy saying that the nano detox clearing we talked about a few moments ago was very beneficial, and she recommends that people check it out and do it. And then we have a question from the initials are NN, and I'm pointing it out because I think that NN is new and is anxious to go to the light ship. So we have not done so yet, but we will do that after these comments. And also, there's more information about the GF that Ron has listed, given us information on his website, creationlightship.com. So for anyone who's new and doesn't quite follow what Ron was talking about just now and why he did that healing, please do look on the website under Ron Amatron on the left side under introduction. There's a whole lot of good information that you it makes it very understandable, things you need to know. Why Ron's here, what he's doing, and why we go to the Creation Light Ship, et cetera. So that's a very important thing to read if you want to understand what this program's about and really benefit from the healings. Okay, so I'm going to check CLS questions again. I'll be watching that for questions, and I'll be watching the fast chat. And so, Ron, I think we're pretty much ready to go to the Creation Light Ship with you. So, over to you.
Okay, here we go, everybody. It'll be probably, maybe 5 to 10 minutes here in length. And you can bring up your plants and flowers, trees, and pets and animals. Here we go, going up. And we'll be out of time completely when we're there. You'll be bilocated. You're still going to be where you're sitting or standing, that you may be able to see the light beams. We'll go into rooms that are very user-friendly for people that live here, seeing things that normally would be on this planet. So here we go, going up. I'll count to 5 to bring us up there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're there now. This will only work on a live program, not on an archive, but you will feel peace energy. on an archive. So here we go. Let's go into the first room, and I'm seeing whales. So we're going to go into the golden whale room here. Gold whales, and again, request your own healing, one healing that you'd like to have in the next 10 minutes here. We'll see how that could work for you. So here's the golden whale energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going to a room that has dragonflies, and request your healing. And one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into another room. This one here has the detox room. It's going to be in a purple gel hot tub energy. And just request your healings right now. And you may feel your body getting warmer or cooler if you wish. You can ask to have the temperature change a little bit. Here comes this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And you have a couple of requests there we can do, Kathy, and they didn't come through.
I see rainforest and unicorns and birthday party.
Okay, here we go. So let's go into the rainforest. Beautiful room. A lot of energy there. So here it comes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And next we're going to go into the, we wanted rainforest and what was
unicorn.
The other one? Unicorn, yeah.
Unicorns and now dolphins.
Okay, so here we go. Unicorn room. So one, two, appear to be white. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go on to the room with the dolphins. There's different colored dolphins. Let's bring in the yellow dolphins. So they have yellow dolphins on the light ship. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into the food court. This is our birthday event here for June. And where the light beams are, you're going to see ones that physically eat. A lot of them just take energies that come into their bodies. They don't eat, but the ones that are more on the physical aspect, like we are, being there because their next incarnation is going to be happening soon, and they do have to eat, so they're with us. So here we go. So if you have a birthday this month, we're going to be singing happy birthday to you. The light beings will do that. And we're going into the food court, so I always look for the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and the nuts and the cherries and the ice cream and the hot fudge and whatever else I can get on it there. It's the size of a pencil eraser, naturally, so it's not real big, but tastes great. You can get seconds and thirds, so whatever you wish. There's like cheesecakes, equivalents to that on there. There's other type of desserts. You may want to get something that would be like a vegetable, a drink, but it won't really be like a cake, but you could get that too. So here we go. We're getting that now, and it's in front of us. We're going to put it underneath our tongue. You might feel your saliva changing instantly here, and feel yourself getting full. If you want seconds, you can right now. And the light beings are now saying you happy birthday to the people who have a birthday this month. And we can get thirds if we wish, and you may start feeling yourself very, very full. And there we go. Happy birthday, everybody. Going to another room. We're going to the room that has, this we do on the 8-hour calls, it has the floating magnets. So you're levitating. These magnets are kind of floating around you, realigning your body. And remember, you're there physically, and you're also here at the same time, so you're bilocated. And remember, in true life, there's no such thing as time, but here we live in time. there you're out of time. So you can feel the energy probably from your body being there here, and energies are coming around you. And we'll bring in the energy of the green disc. So we're in another location, standing up vertically. There's a round circle, in a sense, kind of like maybe 4 inches thick, maybe a 3-foot diameter. The same thing is above your head. And there's green energy flowing completely around and through you, being produced from these two discs going into your body. So here we go, bringing this energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that has the little beavers. And they're very cute, very small, and they may use a little paddle on their back, little tail, to help you out with some healing. So if you feel something going on, you know that's probably the beavers helping you out here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we haven't been in the room with the camels for quite a while, so we'll go into the room with the camels. And they will do healing on us also. So request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll do one more request. Kathy, do you have a request there that you want to pick out that's come through?
Yes, oxygen bubbles and, if possible, a planet of light.
The planet of light, let's see. Yeah, we could probably do that. Okay, so let's get into the oxygen energy. So here we go. 1, 2, we're in like this large cylinder with the bubbles of oxygen going around and through us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we'll do, we'll go into the light ship, and we'll go into one of the rooms that they simulate your energies. This is in one of the creation rooms there. So we'll go into this room where we can actually experience a true planet of light there. So here we go. We're in the room now, and here comes the energy. Count to five, and you can actually feel what it would be like on a planet of light. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you can see that it's very, very silent. No mind energy there. And yet everything communicates to each other. Source energy. So everything is connected, but it's all separate. It's very interesting, a whole different type of sensation. If you notice, there's no energetic cordings to anything. And everything is all separate, but it's still all light. Remember, in light, there's no such thing as dimensions that people talk about here. No higher self, no lower self. It's all, light is light. So there's no way that you can have a spiritual hierarchy in true light. It doesn't exist. We're in this room now, and you can enjoy that here. I'll give you maybe 5 seconds more here before we come back.
Great.
Okay, so we're coming out of this room. Back, in fact, we'll put your plants in there right now. So the plants that are brought up with you, we're going to put those into this same location. And if you have any animals or pets, too, we'll bring them along and put them into this simulation room here, and it would be much like it would be on a planet of light. Same energy. So here we go. They're coming in right now, being brought to us. Here we go. And allow them to experience this energy too. What I'll do is count to 20 to just enhance the energy. We'll leave the room. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, so we're going to come back now from the light shift. We're leaving this room. We're coming back down. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that was incredible, peaceful energy. And I just want to enjoy that more. Nothing as fabulous as the creation light ship, that's for sure. I don't see things, but I definitely feel the energy, and I'm very grateful for that. And I don't know about anybody else, but my back feels a lot better. I don't know if it was the thumping beaver's tail or the floating magnets when we went in there. Doesn't matter. I just feel so much better physically. And other people reporting here on the fast chat that they feel terrific too. Mandy says, my body feels so full of light up here. Thank you, Ron. Really enjoyed the oxygen bubbles area and especially the planet of light. That will have to do that again. Travis says, I see very vivid tree and plant creations that have incredible self-awareness and light. Wow, how special. Almost like they know each other. And then Ron did take us to the food court for birthday cake, and that's always scrumptiously delicious. And Ron, you always make it sound good, so... I'm sure I'm not the only one whose mouth was watering when we went there. So happy birthday to the June birthdays, whether you're listening to an archive or live. It's always great to learn about the creation light ship, to hear about the different light beings that come to help us eagerly and see things in us that need to be healed so our spirit can return to our bodies and we can retain our integrity and prepare for the ascension. And as Ron mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you missed it, the intensive physical rejuvenation that Ron holds every month, he calls them the calls, those are going to be starting again on June 15th. That will be the physical rejuvenation intensive, and then we'll continue on the following three Sundays, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And on that first Saturday, Ron does activate a lot of water with light being codes for different things. So sign up through the PayPal. Registration is online. You'll get the links to connect, the phone numbers and the PIN number that you need. And then have a lot of water ready and some glasses. And call in about 7 minutes before, maybe even a little bit earlier. And then you'll be connected with Ron on the phone. So it's a very good experience. If you haven't done it, it's a lot like this. Ron takes us to all the different areas and a whole lot more and a whole lot of other different light beings. It's really very wonderful. And if you can't attend the whole time, you can just sign in, register, check in with Ron, and then go about your day. That's called absentee. And then healing still works. So, Ron, is there anything you'd like to add to what occurs on the Creation Light Ship for the physical intensive coming up?
Boy, just a lot of healing. And the intensives were in quarantine, plus in the light ship doing, actually, it's like having two calls in one. So we're doing clearings for alien critters outside the light ship. They can't come into the light ship. Or through they get brought back into wholeness and go to the light ship for healing. And then you're also available to have your own personal healing on the light ship like we did just now. So we actually have two calls in one, in a sense. Just a wonderful call. In fact, I'll just do a sample here. This will only work right now for people. And time is kind of running out, looks like, but we'll do some skin misting water for people. And this we do on all the weekly conference calls, which we have. So here we go. Get a glass of water, everybody. If you don't have one right now, get one, you know, and hold the glass for about 3 minutes here. And you will have been misting water. And if you like it, you can go onto the website, and it just costs a dollar to do that. Experience that too. But here we go. Let's get misting water energy. So one, two, three, four, five. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the BBS program. Our next show will be on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And we'll have a wonderful program then, too. So hopefully you enjoyed this particular BBS show, Saturday, and it's the 1st of June, 2013. So thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome, and thank you very much for the divine healings. And to the listeners, please do check the creationlightship.com website. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you can do that there. And then you'll just get the reminders about the physical intensives and your ability to register online through your newsletter article that you'll get in the email. And if you're in another country, you're not on Pacific time like Ron is, that's okay. You can still send him an email, let him know you'll be wanting to attend and that you'll be absentee if you don't want to be listening, you know, at a different time, like in the middle of the night or something for you. That it will still work. So that's how that happens, and you'll get instructions when you register about what to have ready for yourself to prepare for the Creation Light Shift healings. Highly recommended, and people in the fast chat here are saying yes, they really recommend it. And Charles is saying yes, I feel my spirit and my feet vibrating, my body at a much more at ease. And Marcy's recommending if you have PayPal issues, just call the Creation Light Ship office and you can have things worked out for you before you get to the light ship. So should be no problem. Try doing the online registration first and then you can get an email of confirmation. So it's close to the time of ending. Please watch the post in the fast chat for further details. And thanks again, Ron, for all the healings. Thank you, everybody, for listening and your participation. We'll see you again on Monday on BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS.